welcome to another fucking Tuesday teaser for Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. Getting very professional. My name is Dave. I'm in the Dopey studio in Manhattan. And everybody's been waiting for this. It's always surprising that anybody cares. But this week on the teaser and on Patreon is the DopeyCon theme song challenge. Everybody likes this more than I realized they like this. And we have a lot of submissions. And my wonderful friend Ray came in to do the theme song challenge, to go through the songs and talk about them. And we had a really good time. If you take nothing else away from the teaser except to join Patreon, I mean, I really should be more focused on you guys joining Patreon. Go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. People write me all the time and they say they can't figure it out. Just go to that link, www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast, and you'll hear the whole DopeyCon theme song challenge. Last week, I did a bunch of extra videos. There's a fucking extra show up every Tuesday. The Patreon community is strong. Tomorrow morning, we do a Zoom, a recovery Zoom every Wednesday morning. We do a recap the month of Dopey at some point every month. We didn't do one. I don't think we did one in August. And we haven't done one yet in September. But that's because things are so crazy with DopeyCon preparation. It's also the high holidays for Jews right now. So, Lashana Tova for all the Jews out there. And even if you're not a Jew, Lashana Tova to you as well. There are different tiers for Patreon. If you join at the $5 level, you don't get the ad-free show. But if you join at the $8 level, you do. You get stickers for both. For $10, you get more stickers and some, like, exclusive $10 content. For $15, you get socks. For $20, you get a beanie. And whatever your Patreon level is, and maybe you don't have a Patreon level, I appreciate you guys. Dopey Nation is hanging in there. There's some really good Dopey episodes coming up. I do not want to disclose. I don't want to spoil it. No spoiler alert. I'm going to read something instead. Hello, Dave. My drunken night. Back in 1983, when I was 16, my girlfriend and I were headed out on a Friday night to meet some friends and go dancing at our favorite discotheque called Circle Electric. The teen dance was held on Friday nights from 7 to 11:30. My girlfriend's stepdad let us borrow his 4x4 truck for the night, and we headed out with me driving. We met our friends in the parking lot of our favorite dance spot. We all went early so we could get some time partying in before dancing. We pounded down a few beers and everyone headed in to dance except my girl and I. We decided to go back to the truck and have some fun. We never went into the dance. We stayed in her stepdad's truck the whole time, loving it up for a few hours. We continued boozing it up, partying, while steaming up the windows, doing our thing. This is great. When our friends returned later, we decided to have the joint and head to the house party. I started the truck and bolted out on the highway with my friends behind us. We were all speeding down the highway. I looked back and noticed there was way more than my friends racing behind us. In fact, most of the other cars in the parking lot were behind us, and now car after car were starting to pass us. Of course, being drunk, I knew I could drive better and faster than the other vehicles on the road. Ha ha. So I floored that V8 and sped by several cars in front of us. I looked in the rearview mirror again and saw a long line of cars trying to keep up with us. But we were winning. Well, winning until I saw the Blues come on about 20 cars back. In fact, I saw at least 3 cruisers racing towards us, lights and sirens blaring. I was thinking about our running the cops, but noticed all the other cars behind us were pulling over. I decided to do the right thing and pulled to the side and wait my fate. As one cruiser pulled behind me, the other cops parked their cruisers and walked up the line of cars behind us and instructed them all to leave. They were free. I was the only racer punished, I guess because I was winning. As the freed cars passed us one by one, I saw an officer approaching our vehicle, so I drunkenly thought I should get out of the vehicle and meet him halfway. That was a bad decision. As I handed the officer my license, he grabbed it and slapped a handcuff on my right wrist and threw me against the back of the truck. He definitely wasn't being gentle as he shoved me against the back of the truck like a rag doll while roughly putting the other cuff on. I managed to look across the truck's bed, and holy shit, I saw my girlfriend's mom and dad glaring at me. My girlfriend's mom yelled, "Nice going, John. You could have killed my daughter." I don't remember if I said anything, but I do remember being punched, elbowed, and kicked to the officer's cruiser. He put me in the front seat. I don't think they do that today. And even though I was drunk, I was very aware he might smell the alcohol oozing from my pores. Off to jail I went, and that's what you get for going 100. Criminal speeding. On the 15-minute ride to the county jail, I passed out. The officer punched my shoulder, and I quickly woke up and noticed we were at a stoplight. He said, "Hey, look at that hooker across the street." I blearily looked over and mumbled something to him. How he didn't smell the alcohol on my breath, I don't know. I guess it's because OUIs weren't a big issue back then. I think it should be DUIs. I was hauled into county jail, and I instantly asked if I had one phone call. The sheriff laughed, handed me the phone, and said, "This isn't Starsky and Hutch." I called my dad and told him the situation. He told me to hand the phone back to the sheriff. I found out later my dad asked the sheriff if I was in a cell with anyone that would rape me. When the sheriff told him no, my dad decided I could stay the night. I was bailed out the next morning. My folks picked me up and brought me home. When I arrived home, my girlfriend was there along with her parents. Her parents explained to us that they went to the dance and stayed in the parking lot to check on what we were doing. They noticed we didn't go to the dance. Why they didn't approach the truck to interrupt us that night, I'll never know. I also don't know how no one discovered I was drinking. I guess in 1983 was a different time because I was sloppy drunk and no one noticed. After the parents scolded me, they decided I wasn't allowed to see my girlfriend for a couple weeks. After the 2 weeks passed, things went back to normal. For some reason, her parents loved me. Phew, no OUI. At least this time, that would come a few years later. If you read this, I would love a pair of socks. This smacks of Canadian for some reason. What is OUI? Why don't I know what that is? And were the parents in the bed of the truck? I don't know why I'm even reading this. But it is a crazy story. Thank you, Johnny. You will get dopey socks. Congratulations. And here is me and Ray with the teaser.
Dopey, dopey, dopey.
Welcome back to the show, our very special guest. I'm not going to say your name for at least a few minutes, so it doesn't make it into the teaser. Welcome back to the, everyone's waiting for it for some reason.
What?
The DopeyCon theme song challenge.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about it.
Why are people so jacked up for this thing?
I didn't realize people were so excited last time. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Sorry. That's a phone call. Da, 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 that's the timer.
I can pick up a... Is that I'm a woman?
No, it's... no, they call it...
George Thorogood?
They call it... Hook or... Fucking vamp. I don't know what
they
call it.
Yeah, it's a vamp.
But
it's the opening to I'm a Woman.
No, it's the opening to Bad to the Bone, no?
Oh, yeah. Same vamp.
On the day I was born.
Yeah.
But at my meeting, for a while, they would time the shares, and at the end, that was the alarm. And it'd go, bum, 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 bum.
That's great.
And all the guys would go, very, very stupid and annoying. But welcome back to the DopeyCon theme song challenge. And I think one thing that's appropriate is that you've submitted a lot of songs over the years. Thank God. Thank God for you. And one of the lyrics in that song in the Dopey theme song challenge was "Especially Wick." And I just want to say that I think this is the first year that Scott Wick has not submitted a song.
All right. No rap songs.
And that's why I actually wanted to play that song because
it says especially Wick.
Yeah, it says especially fuck you, you cunt, Scott Wick.
So negative.
Shout out to Pompano and Scott Wick. I love Scott Wick. He's very busy. He's got a lot of stuff going on. He didn't have time for this. We are doing the DopeyCon theme song challenge. We have a lot of submissions.
What, 10?
I think there's around 10 submissions, but I think 12 of them are from a certain one person, Mark F., because he gets angry because last year I said his name 100 times in it.
Oh, yeah.
And
I remember.
I think because we have so many, he actually submitted two records, two dopey theme song
LPs.
Records. There's the non-sweatshirt related record, and then there's the sweatshirt record. So do you want to, we're going to kick this off.
I don't know what you're talking about. Well,
he has one, he submitted two records of songs.
Right.
This one is called non-sweatshirt related DopeyCon six
set.
Songs. Meaning the other one is just about this sweatshirt that he wanted. So we're going to go through them. I'm going to post them all on Patreon, and you guys are going to vote. That's how we did it.
Yep.
Last year, Ben Croxton won.
Yay!
And I don't know. I'm thinking he's I haven't heard anything, but I bet you he's going to win again. He's a favorite. He's the fan.
Have you heard it?
No, I didn't listen to anything.
Okay.
He's a golden boy
yeah.
of the Dopey Nation. But we'll see what happens.
Well, he did a thing where he put everybody's name in there. It was like, everyone's going to like a song with their name in it.
Right, right.
Very clever,
very,
Ben.
Very, very clever.
It's like naming your bar free beer.
Right, or it's like doing like the song with all the cities in the song.
Yeah.
So wherever you are, people are going to cheer at some point.
Tallahassee Lassie.
Well, you're like... I know you, Ray, I'm going to say her name now. It's been a little bit of time. You've always talked about certain stagecraft tools you have.
Yep.
You might wave your fingers. You might point to something. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your stagecraft?
I learned a few things just by doing that stupid thing that I did. Well, I watched my friend John, who was a professional musician, and how he turned himself on stage. And, like, you just do – that's I can't explain how to do that. But you get on
you
stage.
You do that.
And you're –
Do I do that?
You do it too, yeah. No, you don't get on stage and be like this.
Right, I do it. Right.
Yeah.
I do it.
I do a thing where I would stand on the edge of a stage. I like it in an audience when there's danger on the stage. So if like that guy looks like he might fall off stage.
Well, that's a nice little piece of stagecraft. The danger.
That's a bad stage, but yeah.
So I'm thinking I want to read you. You're on Patreon. Did you read the comments for your last Ray episode?
I read some of them.
There's a lot of nice comments there.
I'll have to go back and look.
I'm going
to
read you the comments before we get into this thing. These things always tend to go on longer than we'd like. And I don't know if you know this, but today is Rosh Hashanah.
I do.
And what do we say to Jews on
Rosh Hashanah?
No, we say Leshana Tova.
Oh, but don't you have to Rosh Hashanah today?
Did you call me a Rosh Hashanah?
Yes.
No, Linda, Susan, and Nora are about to get on the Long Island Railroad.
Oh, they're coming here.
And I'm going to get them. And we're going to go to my sister's.
Oh.
But my dad is in England.
England?
He's in England.
Really? What's he doing there?
Dobby, dobby, dobby.
All right. If you guys want to know what my dad is doing in England, you better go join Patreon. Go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. Thank you to my special guest on the show. Thank you to everybody who sent in a dopey theme song challenge. It's a pretty high quality Patreon episode. I don't think the teaser lets you understand how high quality the Patreon episode is. Anyway, thank you. Stay strong, my brothers and sisters in and out of recovery, and fucking toodles for Chris.
I want to take a walk around the world. Wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. I wanna be good so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. Oh yeah. I wanna be good so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna take a ride up in the sky. watch those airplanes just pass me by. I wanna see a Lear jetliner take a dive, just to show all of those people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good so bad, so bad. Bad desire's all I've ever had. I wanna be good so bad, so bad, yeah, yeah. Bad desire's all I've ever had. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller, and it's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, and it's high noon. This busted city far behind, I'll take the high road however far it winds, 'cause peace and love are very, 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 very hard to find. And I wanna be good so bad, so bad, bad desires all I've ever had. I wanna be good so bad, so bad, yeah. Bad desires all I've ever had. It's 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 all I've ever had. These suckers make me mad. I wanna call my dad. Yeah, it's all I've ever had. I wanna call my dad. These suckers make me mad. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had. It's all I've ever had.